If you're worried about your phone acting as a tracker, turn off location services for all apps except Maps and others that expressly need to know where you are. You can do this in Settings, under Privacy, and Location. If you're worried about in-home devices listening to or watching you, hunt around the device's menu or mobile app for privacy settings so you can opt out. Mute smart speakers when you're not using them. If you're worried about your car knowing too much about you, unfortunately, you can't opt out of your car's built-in computer collecting data, but you can minimize how often you pair your smartphone with your vehicle's infotainment system. If you're worried about being tagged in photos on social media, tell friends you don't want to be tagged and opt out of being automatically tagged in other people's Facebook photos by going to Settings, then Face Recognition. Instagram doesn't use facial recognition. If you're worried about tech giants tracking everything you do, sign out once in a while. For example, make sure you're logged out of Gmail before you watch YouTube. Otherwise, Google will know your viewing habits. And don't use Facebook to sign in to other websites. If you're worried that the government isn't doing enough to protect your privacy, Europe has a law that gives people the right to know who shares their personal information and the ability to opt out. A new California law is this country's first step in that direction. So if you've noticed a link lately that says, "Don't sell my personal information," or something similar, that's why. The law affects all Americans. A national proposal, the Consumer Online Privacy Rights Act, COPRA, is in the Senate awaiting review.